Isaiah chapter number 66. Isaiah chapter number 66. If you'll turn there, please, and get ready to stand. Isaiah chapter 66. Let's stand, please. I want you to look at verse number 12. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then shall ye suck, ye shall be borne upon her sides, and be dandled upon her knees. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. And when ye see this, your heart shall rejoice, your bones shall flourish like an herb. Hand of the Lord shall be known toward his servants, and his indignation toward his enemies. We'll stop reading there. Let's bow our heads, please, and go to God in prayer. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the privilege to be in the house of God. I thank you, Lord, for all that we've heard and the blessing of the singing of the songs and, Lord, the privilege to give to you. And then, Lord, just be in the house of God. I pray you'd help us here today. I pray for a touch of God be upon the service. Lord, you know where we are. We know exactly who's here. You know exactly what we need. You know exactly those hearts that need to be touched in a special way and comforted or encouraged or strengthened or convicted. And so I pray for thy will to be accomplished in this service. I ask you, Lord, to help those who could not come and ask you to be near and precious to them and help them. I pray for those in bereavement, those that have special needs have been requested to us to remember in prayer. And Lord, we ask you in Jesus' name to help those precious families. Now, Father, we come in this service. I know the devil fights against. I realize, Lord, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And we know the spiritual wickedness in high places. And so we pray in Jesus' name. And as they sing the song, Lord, somebody prayed for us. And then we need to pray for others. We need to pray for this service. We ask in Jesus' name, you exalt thine own self and you get glory. You touch hearts and you draw unto yourself. And we give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to preach today on this subject. And notice in verse number 12. And thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river. Now he's talking about Israel. And if you look back in chapter 66, well, in 65, he's talking about the millennium kingdom, and he's talking about the first part of chapter 66, they wouldn't listen, they wouldn't hear. And verse 5 says, hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. He's telling them to listen to him. And then it says in verse number 8, a verse we often quote, the latter part of it, for as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. And what he's talking about is Zion, and talking about such a thing being said, a nation born in a day. Here he's talking about Israel and Israel being brought back and so forth, being established. But I call your attention in this, and that's the context that it's in. But I call your attention to that fact, peace like a river. And Brother Jeff's Wednesday night preached that message on peace. And I mentioned when it got through, I said something about that song, Peace Like a River. How many of y'all remember that song? How many of you do? And if I could sing bass real good, I'd hit out on that right now. Because it's got that peace like a river and flowing gently, you know. And then at the end of it, it goes kind of, when it was arranged in a certain arrangement, the bass singer kind of went high. Then he went real low with it. And wonderful, wonderful peace. Well, that's how it ended up. Wonderful, wonderful peace. And I couldn't get that off my mind. I've had the song on my mind ever since Jeff preached, Peace Like a River. And what I'm going to say today doesn't affect anything that he said, because what he said was well and good. And I'm not trying to do anything with his message. I just say hallelujah. Thank you for preaching it. It got me thinking on it and got it on my mind, peace like a river. And I'm going to try to use that today and think about that peace. So I pray that God would speak to our hearts he mentioned, and let me also say today, that there's a lot of people looking for peace and they find no peace. In fact, there is no peace outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's turmoil, there is all kinds of problems, all kinds of situations and frustrations and all of that. But thank God there is peace with God. There can be, let's put it that way. There can be peace with God, and there can be experienced in those lives of those people who have peace with God, the peace of God. And Romans chapter 5 verse 1 says, talking about the peace with God. And I believe that we can have that peace of God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. And so if you're saved, you have peace with God. If you're born again, before you are saved, you're at odds with God. If you ever get saved, what you have to do is take sides with God against yourself and agree that God's right and you're wrong and admit that, accept what Christ did for you at Calvary, accept that truth, that reality, and be born in the family of God and trust God as your Lord and Savior. I'm glad that God saves everybody that's savable. And that's a phrase that Brother Mitchell uses, savable. Some people are not savable because they've not got to the place where they repent and trust Jesus. They got trying to do it themselves. As long as you're trying to save yourself, you're not savable. But when you give up on yourself and realize the fact that God's right, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, none good, no, not one, then you're on good ground to get saved and born in the family of God. And then in Philippians chapter 4, and verse 6 and 7, be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I'm glad for that peace of God. And that's only as our give God thanks, trust him for everything, let him have his way, we can have the peace of God. And so we're talking about that peace like a river. I pray that God will help us today as we think about peace like a river. And I hope you'll leave out. And the stage was set Wednesday night. Wonderful message on peace. And I'm glad, thank God, that message was preached. I appreciate it. I'm glad for that peace with God, that peace of God. I'm glad in our world of turmoil that there are and can be experienced and will be experienced peace in our hearts if we really let God do what he wants to do in our life. Aren't you thankful for that? You don't find it out here in the world, I can tell you that. You won't find it in the financial community. You won't find it in Hollywood. And you won't find it in ball games. You won't find it in any kind of sporting activities. All real peace only comes through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. He is a Prince of Peace. Amen. He's the Prince of Peace. He is peace. Peace is found in him. Now, let's look at the source of it. We're going to talk about a river now. And there's some rivers. And I looked in the encyclopedia and found about some rivers and a lot of information you could go into. But the Nile River is over 4,000 miles long. 4,160, I believe, miles long. Longest river in the world. And the Amazon's 3,900 miles long. That's approximate miles now. And I guarantee you, if you're standing anywhere a few miles away from the source, you know where the source is, a hidden source of those rivers. The Mississippi's over 2,000 miles long. And so the rivers, they some long rivers. But they have a source somewhere. They started somewhere. They had to begin somewhere. I got to thinking about that in peace like a river. If you're going to have peace like a river, then there's got to be a starting point somewhere. And I touched on that a while ago when I talked about the peace with God. But let me say this, somewhere in the mountains, in high ground somewhere, there's a spring that began to bubble up and water. Now, only God can do that, by the way. And that spring began to flow some water, began to run down a hill, down a mountainside, whatever it was. Over here on the side somewhere else, another spring come up, and it began to flow down. Over here, another one began to flow down. After a while, it become a creek, and then that creek flowing down, another creek flowed into it, another creek flowed into it. After a while, it becomes a river. But it had to have a source. It had to have a beginning somewhere.
it did begin. And I'm glad, praise God, I have some peace in my heart, and I know where it began. It started on high ground. It started on a hill called Calvary. Amen. It started at a place where Jesus Christ died for my sin and paid my price. As a spring of water springed up one day in my heart when I got saved. Jesus told that woman in John chapter 4, said it'd be a well of water springing up into everlasting life. I'm glad, praise God, that's where it started in my heart, in my life, and come from Calvary. And I look back to that place, and that's the source of it. It began, they began a river flowing on the inside, springing up into everlasting life. I say hallelujah. I'm glad I know it had a starting place. You say, preacher, I don't know that I ever had a starting place. That's your problem. You need to find that source of that peace. You don't have peace. Maybe you never got to the source and found out where the source comes from. It's out of sight. Can't see it, but I know it's there. Hallelujah. I know Calvary was. I know Jesus died, buried, rose. Hallelujah. I know there's a source of peace for me in Christ Jesus that it did at Calvary. Aren't you glad for that? Don't you thank God for that reality and that truth? And so the source of it. And so it began there. And that peace with God had a beginning place. And let me say that peace of God. It began there, peace with God. But the peace of God also began there. And that peace of God continues as that flows into it, another branch, and another creek or whatever it is. You know what's happening? Prayer is flowing into it. Bible studies flowing into it. Coming to the house of God's flowing into it. Praying, talking to God flowing into it. And worshiping God's flowing into it. After a while, there's such peace of God. It flows like a river. And it's that peaceful flow inside. All that contributes to it. But it's wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, for the source of it. Amen. But now let's talk about the course of it. We've got to have a starting place. And we talked about it all starts with God. And without God, there's no starting place. You say, well, preacher, I've tried turning over a new leaf. You didn't get started right. You say, preacher, I'm trying to do better. You hadn't started right. That's well and good to turn over new leaves and try to do better and quit drinking or cussing or whatever it is. Is your real problem. All that stuff is byproduct. What you need is a real starting point in your life where you know that you got peace with God. Because you're at odds with God until you get saved. And you can't experience the peace of God until you have to know the peace with God. And then that peace of God comes together. And I'm glad today we can sit in the house of God and know the peace of God. In a world that's confused and torn apart and falling apart and falling asunder, I'm glad that peace of God on the inside calms his children. Amen. Thank God. But now let's talk about the course it takes. Now water flows downhill. Now, that's a deep theological thought. I had to really work on that one to get it to come out. Right. Water flows at least resistance place. It flows. And if water starts flowing down a hill and it hits a rock, a boulder, it simply goes around it and keeps on flowing. But you know what our problem is sometimes? Instead of having the peace of God, that piece, that river that flows, it'll hit a boulder, and we'll try to move the boulder. We'll try to get that out of the way so that it'll flow the way we want it to flow. Well, that may not be the way God wants it to flow. God may want it to flow in a different direction, and we need to, that's how water does. If you go to a spring and watch it, as that water comes down that hill, if it hits a big boulder, it'll turn and go around it. Now, I'm not talking about compromise, and let me get it plain here. I'm not talking about giving in to something that's wrong. I'm not talking about that kind of opposition. But what happens in our lives is we have peace with God, and that peace of God begins to flow in our lives, and then there'll come up an obstacle, and there'll come some kind of a problem, difficulty, or something come up in our life. Instead of letting that peace of God just continue to flow and trust him fully for it, we'll try to see what we're going to do about the boulder. And sometimes it looks a lot bigger than what it really is. and that water will wear on that boulder a little at a time. After a period of time, it may wear a certain place out in it and go through it. But it just does the least resistance. We put up resistance, and the peace of God's flowing, and that problem comes up, and what do? We throw up resistance to it and try to keep the water flowing the way we want it to. I say, let's let the peace of God flow on the inside the way God wants it to flow. Always flows downward. And that downward, we feel down, we feel hurt, we feel disappointed. Let the water flow, amen. Let that peace of God flow in there where it is.
Yeah, amen.
And that peace of God will help us, amen. And it'll just keep on flowing. It's not going to stop flowing. It'll keep flowing if we just simply not put up the resistance to it and let it flow. Amen. And when it does hit something you can't do anything about and that problem's there, don't try to move the problem out of the way that God didn't, that you know you can't move anyhow, and trying to do God's work. You just let God do His work. Now, I'm preaching to me more than I'm preaching to anybody else probably here today. Because I've tried to move boulders. I've tried to throw rocks. I've tried to get things out of the way. I've tried to handle situations myself. I found out I couldn't do it. And best thing I could do is just let that peace of God flow like He wants to flow on the inside. Let Him go the route He wants to go. Let me just let Him do what He wants to do. And that peace of God on the inside, it may be a boulder there I'm kind of washing around. It may be a tree I'm running. It may be something else. But thank God, God knows which way it's flowing. And I just need to let it flow. Amen. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thou rod and the staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I say hallelujah. Hear what the psalmist is saying. The psalmist is saying, there's peace like a river. I'm just letting it flow, letting Him guide my life, letting Him lead me beside still waters, letting Him restore my soul, let Him lead me through the valley of death if that beast comes to pass. Whatever happens, let Him lead the way. We know all things work together for the good of them that love God and the called according to His purpose. Amen. I used to think as a pastor that if anybody had a problem, I had to have an answer for him. I had to tell them how to solve it and know what to do. I'll be honest with you, most of them, I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to solve it. We some men out there this morning standing in the vestibule talking, and I said some great minds have met to talk now, and I was kidding with them, but it came up, and what we concluded was we knew a whole lot back when we was 18 that we don't know now. Amen. Brother Jerry, you don't mind me saying this, I'll tell on him. He said he had an encyclopedia salesman come by one time and trying to sell him a set of encyclopedias. And he said, I don't need them. He said, well, why don't you need a set of encyclopedias? He said, I've got a son over there in another room back there, 16 years old, and he knows everything. Hallelujah. I thought, that's about right. You young people, y'all like that, don't you? But you think sometimes mom and dad, boy, they're nutty. They don't have it together. They don't understand what I'm going through. They don't know what it's like. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle things. They're too old-fashioned. They're dumb. They may not say dumb, but you really don't think they know much, and they're out of touch. But then as you grow older, you find out, boy, my mom and dad learned a whole lot. By the time I got to be married and growing up, you know, and after a few years, I found out they knew a whole lot. Man, they learned a lot in that time, amen. And you find that out. And the older I get, the more I find out I don't know than what I do know. And so I said all that to say this. I'm glad He's my shepherd. He's my Lord. He's the one who leads the way. And I want that peace like a river flowing in my life. Then the course that it takes, I've got to let it take the course it takes and quit trying to do it myself. and let that peace like a river flow on the inside. I'm glad, thank God, there is peace like a river. Now I want to get to that third thing that really where I wanted to get to today. It has to have a source. It's got to get started somewhere. It has a course that it takes. And I don't want to throw up resistance to it. I don't want to try to fight against that peace that God gives and the way he takes it and whatever direction my life goes. And God helped me do the right thing, but I realize we have to make choices. We have to do things. But God, if we yield it all to him, there are things in our lives we can do nothing about. And we have to accept and we have to let God do what he wants to do and let that course go the way it wants to go. Amen. But then let's talk about the resource. Peace like a river. What about a river anyhow? What good is a river? A river, it's enriching. When the river overflows, a Nile River I talked about a while ago, if it didn't overflow its banks, if it didn't leave what it leaves behind, it would not be near the food grown that's grown on the banks of the Nile River or many rivers. When they overflow, they leave behind deposits of minerals and that rich soil. They leave that behind that can be plowed under and put crops into and grow great crops. Did you know it helps? That water and that water's used to irrigate those crops. It enriches lives. Amen. It enriches that soil around it. That's what the peace of God does. When it flows like a river on the inside, it enriches our lives. We're not bitter. And we're not trying to always make everybody problem go. We're just simply letting the flow go and let it enrich our life. It'll leave behind some deposits that we need. It'll leave hallelujah. I got thinking about that and said, hallelujah. I'm glad there's a river flowing on the inside. There's peace like a river. It's enriching my life. It's doing something for me that nothing else can do. I praise God and thank God for that enrichment that God does on the inside. It does that. Amen. It not only enriches, but thank God it cleanses. Yeah. I was raised beside of a creek. That creek got a lot less water now than it used to have. When I was a boy growing up, had more water into it. And there'd be all kinds of trash gathered on branches of trees hanging down. And there'd be trash in there. But you let it rain real hard and the snow melt real good or something, that water start to rise. You know what happens? It washes away that trash. It carries it all downstream somewhere and it goes away. I'm glad, praise God, that peace like a river, it'll cleanse, amen. It'll take away that dirt. When there's peace like a river on the inside, and that peace with God, that peace of God is working in your heart and your life, it'll clean you up. It'll help you. Amen. You can't have that water, that peace flowing like and taking the course it wants to take, but what it won't clean you up, it'll go around some of that dirt. Amen. And some of that hardness of heart and that disappointment and so forth, it'll go around that. It'll help you and cleanse you. I'm glad for that. Fact is, water, they say, and I can't remember the exact figure of it, but water flowing over a rock in the rock bed of a river bed or a creek, it will cleanse itself every few feet. It takes out all the impurities and cleanses itself. Hey, I'm glad, praise God, as that peace like a river flows on the inside. It cleanses on the inside me. Amen. I need cleansing. I need help. These dirty, filthy things come up. I need God to cleanse and help me. I'm glad for the cleansing that it does. That peace of God, amen. That river flowing is the peace of God inside. I say hallelujah for the cleansing power that it has, because he is the peace, amen. It's him on the inside. He is the river. He is the river. He is my help. He is my cleansing power. Glory, hallelujah. I'm glad he cleanses. Thank God. I don't even have a source. I don't know what the source is. I don't even know what the course is taking. I don't know what course is going to take in the next hour or the next day or the next week. But I know whatever course it takes, God's in charge of it. And I know as it goes, it's enriching my life. It's enriching others around me. I know it's also in cleansing inside. I know also it bears burdens. On a river, they put cargo on ships. They put cargo on boats and they carry that cargo. It's a burden and they carry it. Hallelujah. When we have peace of God on the inside and those burdens come, those burdens get heavy, I'm glad, thank God, that peace of God will help carry the burden. It'll carry it on. And some of you are struggling with things in your lives, and you have situations, and some with children, some with financial, some with sin in your life, whatever it is. I'm glad whatever that burden is, sin you can take to get rid of that. He'll cleanse that. But I'm glad, thank God, that burden. And these times we have burdens that we have nothing to do with as far as handling ourselves. We cannot do it. It's that boulder came up. Just let that peace of God flow. Hallelujah. And he'll help bear that burden. And he'll flow along on the top of the peace like a river.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Aren't you glad you can carry your burden, take your burden to that river, and just put it on the boat. Let it ride. Let it ride. God will help you. I'm glad it'll transport the burdens. It'll take care of it. It'll have peace like a river. When that trouble and all that burden comes, and you have peace like a river on the inside, thank God. You see, I said he's the peace. Now, keep in mind what I said. He is the peace. He is the river. And so he said, come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Then you're going to have to say, peace like a river. Take care of my burden. Help me. Amen. I'll tell you something else it does. Sustains life. A river sustains life. We've got to have water, but there's life in the water. In the water, there's fish. In the water, there's things that you can eat. Yeah. How many of you fellas like to fish? You don't have to answer that. I know some of you do. Like to fish. And I used to. A few times anyway, I took Anthony fishing. What made me so aggravated about fishing was that you try to fish, and Anthony stand there and pull them out, and I'd stand there, same bait, in the same river, and I wasn't getting a thing out. Wasn't anything coming out, but he's a catching fish. Well, I guess there's a difference in a fisherman and one's not a fisherman. But I'm telling you, there's a little fish in this river, and every once in a while, this peace like a river on the inside, flowing. You pull out a fish of love. Pull out a fish of forgiveness. You got peace inside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're catching one. And he's coming by. And that peace like a river is flowing on the inside. And you need some help. You need some encouragement. You say, I believe I'll go fishing in my peace like a river. Throw in a hook of faith. Pull out some encouragement. Hallelujah. How you get that, preacher? Caught his peace like a river on the inside. He is the river. He is the peace. Glory to God. And we can go fishing in it, and you can catch that you need, that that'll help you, that'll encourage you, that'll strengthen you, and you can get that'll be that. I say hallelujah. I'm glad for peace like a river. He said, I'll give her peace like a river. I'm glad. Peace of God on the inside. You can go fishing in it.
Amen.
Sustain your life. It'll help you. Amen. I'm glad it will, and I praise God for it. People are transported on the rivers too. Did you know that? People are transported on the rivers. They get on boats, and they ride, and they're transported. Did you know when you have peace like a river on the inside of you, it'll help others. It'll help others travel on the same route. But when you don't have any peace, your life is in turmoil, and there's nothing inside of you that's giving you any peace, you're not going to help that person inside of you. And that one comes along and says, I need some help. You can't help them because you don't have any peace yourself. You can't say, hey, let me tell you, I know where there's a peace like a river. I know somebody that can make a spring of water flowing up on the inside that'll bring peace to you and help you. I know where that is. You can tell them about Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me close with this today. A river flowing starts somewhere up in high ground. Somehow it gets started, some source. We know it's where ours start. Then it has a course that it follows, and it flows down, and others flow in. Then it keeps on flowing. That river becomes sometimes deep and sometimes not so deep, but it keeps flowing. Peace like a river. That river's not fretting about anything. It's just flowing along. But then when it gets to its mouth, getting ready to go out into the ocean, you know what it does? It just spreads out real wide. The land gets flat, And that, there's no banks to it, and it just flows out real wide. I got to think about that. Hallelujah. I'm glad when it comes to time for me to go out in the ocean of eternity, it's going to be peace, flow out real wide. That may not do anything to you, but it does something for me. Hallelujah. Sister Linda called and told us about Brother Marvin Sheets, a young man. I say young, younger than I was, but than I am. But he went out and fed his dog. He came in the house, sat down. His wife saw him sit down, looked at him. Then the next time she looked around, he had his eyes closed, and he was gone that quick. You think about it. I believe when that time comes, I knew him. I played football with him. He was younger, but I knew him. I'd talk to him. I remember him in school and talk to him. Then when I go back up in that area and I preach revivals, he'd be there. He'd always come up to me. Like a little booty he whittled out of wood and gave to me. And he'd always come up, quiet sort of fella, but he'd always say something kind to me. He'd always encourage me. Always come by and have that. And I believe all my heart when he sat down, I believe it's a great big wide peace came over him. And he just closed his eyes and went out on the ocean eternity and flowed on out. Hallelujah. Peace like a river. Peace like a river. I'm glad for that peace that surpasseth understanding of man. Do you have peace? If you had to right now confess up, do you really have peace in your life? Could you really say, there's peace like a river flowing on the inside of me. I have peace that the world didn't give and the world can't take away from me. I have peace. Or is there turmoil? That's something going on in your life that you need God to help you bring peace and settle it in your heart. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for that peace like a river that flows on the inside. Lord, we today are just thanking you for peace. And I pray over this house, you'd help every individual. I pray you'd touch every life. Lord, there's some here struggling. They have situations in their lives they're struggling with. And it is a struggle. And I realize, Lord, there's burdens to bear. And I realize there's situations we have to work on. But, Lord, through it all, we need to trust you fully for the end results. We need to do what we can do by your help and with your help. But we need to lay all of our burdens and cares upon you. And I pray in Jesus' name you'd help me and help our people today that we'll know that peace like a river flowing on the inside. Lord, there's some here that's not saved. They don't have any peace. They have no joy. They have nothing inside but turmoil, and they realize the fact that they're not saved. They need God. I pray they come. Then there's some here that's saved, and their lives are torn asunder, and problems and difficulties, instead of depending on the peace of God, they're trying to fight the boulder. They're trying to move the rock. They're trying to get the trash out themselves instead of letting the river flow. And I pray in Jesus' name, today be the day they come and let you have your way. I pray this house, may the Holy Spirit speak to every heart. Lord, I'm thankful today that you hear us when we pray. Have your way, magnify yourself in Jesus' name. Amen.